Our reading from the Gospel of John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to Jesus, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one God sent." The Gospel of the Lord. What can we do to accomplish the works of God? A hungry crowd filled with bread and fish followed Jesus to the other side. Their physical hunger satisfied, they are now ready to listen and to hear and to see themselves through the eyes of God. And Jesus says to them, "Do not work for food that perishes. You are made for eternal life." This is soul talk, and they respond in kind. What can we do to accomplish the works of God? I believe that the overwhelming majority of people in the world have hearts set on doing the works of God. Every single day is filled with countless, quiet, untold, unsung stories of God's work being accomplished, whether or not that work is identified as God's work. I was recently trained in a program called Restorative Justice, an alternative to the juvenile criminal justice system. The purpose of the program is to give victims harmed by the action of a young offender the opportunity to meet with the young person face to face, and for the young person to make amends for the harm he or she had done. The power of forgiveness, restoration, and reintegration of the young person back into the community and reducing repeat offenses is absolutely astounding. This is God's work being accomplished. This is the good news you won't hear on the evening news. These stories are endless. No doubt, if you stop just for a moment, you can recount many, many of your own stories. where the works of God were accomplished, unknown, unsung, and in so many instances unaware, except by those who felt God's hand, God's touch, God's healing, God's love. It is our work to accomplish God's work. That is the purpose for which we have been sent and born into this world. So today I invite you to practice two things. First, ask yourself and set your intention. What will I do today to accomplish the works of God? And second, be aware, notice, be mindful of all of the works of God you encounter in the course of your day, the works of God, the kindness, the mercy, the love that you see in the ordinariness of your day.